Chapter 6. Music, Poetry, and Love. Bianca was sitting in the garden with the two tutors. Litio, Hortensio, was showing her how to play the lute. Then Cambio, Lucentio, and Litio, Hortensio, started arguing about who should give Bianca her first lesson.
After we have spent an hour doing music, you can give a lesson of the same length in poetry,
said the disguised Hortensio.
What a fool you are,
replied the disguised Lucentio.
Don't you know that God invented music to refresh the mind after work, not before it?
He went on,
let me give her a philosophy lesson, and when I stop for a break, you may play a little music.
Hortensio was furious at this remark and replied,
sir, I will not hear any more of your insults.
Bianca settled the matter by saying,
gentlemen, you are both mistaken. I am not a school child, and I won't be tied to a fixed timetable. Signor Litio, why don't you tune your instrument while I have a lesson with Signor Cambio?
Hortensio wasn't too pleased with this idea and was becoming a bit suspicious of Lucentio. He replied,
will you finish your lesson with him as soon as I have tuned my instrument?
Lucentio added sarcastically,
that will be never.
Lucentio started his lesson reading something in Latin.
Hic ibat simoes, hic est sigea tellus. Hic steterat priami regia celsa senis,
he said.
Can you translate that, please?
Asked Bianca. Lucentio was now able to use the excuse of the translation to declare his love for Bianca.
Hic ibat. As I told you before, Simois, I am Lucentio. Hic est, son of Vincentio from Pisa. Sigea tellus, I am disguised as a teacher to obtain your love. Hic steterat, and that the man called Lucentio who has been coming to court you, priami, is my servant, Tranio. Regia, taking my place, celsa senis, so that we may trick the old fool, Gremio.
Then Hortensio came to interrupt them.
Madam, I have tuned my instrument, he said.
Let's hear it then,
replied Bianca. So Hortensio played the lute for her.
Oh no,
she exclaimed.
The treble is out of tune.
And so he went away again to finish tuning it. Then Bianca turned to Lucentio.
Hic ibat simois. I don't know you. Hic est sigea tellus. I don't trust you. Hic steterat priami. Make sure he doesn't hear us. Regia. Do not presume too much. Celsa senis. But do not despair.
After two unsuccessful attempts, Hortensio finally managed to win Bianca's attention. And making Lucentio stand aside, he began his music lesson.
Madam, before we actually play the instrument, I have to start by teaching you the gamut,
began Hortensio.
But I learned the gamut a long time ago,
replied Bianca.
Yes, but please read this,
he said, mysteriously holding out a piece of paper.
This is Hortensio's gamut.
Bianca took the paper from him and began reading.
Gamut. I am the basis of all chords. A. Re. Here to declare Hortensio's passion. B. Me. Bianca, take him as your lord. C. Fa ut. As he loves you with affection. D. Sol re. I have one key and two notes. E. La mi. Show me pity, or else I will die.
She stopped reading and turned to Hortensio.
Do you call this the gamut? I think I prefer the old-fashioned one.
And so she rejected Hortensio. They were interrupted at this point by a servant who summoned Bianca to go and prepare for her sister's wedding.